All right, just another example of all of what you get on the Patreon, the Lost Zane recordings from my time on 107.3 WBBL. Oh my gosh, we put up a hell of a fight trying to keep it going there, but it just was not to be. So, okay, here you go. It is the latest edition of the Lost Zane recordings, the Freeview, full show on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month gets you all the content you can handle. 15 plus hours every single week. Try it for $5 a month for just the audio. $10 a month, the audio, the video archive, the live streams. It's all there. Thank you so much for checking this out. Enjoy.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show. Wednesday, February 8th, 2017. Podcast number 205. No? 206? Yesterday was 205? Yeah, those podcasts keep ripping right by, Julius.
Yeah, it's almost like we shouldn't be doing the numbers because you always mess them up.
Yeah, that's a new record. 15 seconds in, first personal attack. You sure? Yeah. Well, anyway. but it is a radio show first. Welcome in. Today, high of 29, cloudy day. It's cold for the next couple. Well, cold for the next day and a half. Low tonight is 16. High tomorrow of 18. And then it warms up Friday. 39 for the golf show. A lot of fun things planned today. Things to look forward to. You can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. The top thing up there is Ben's haiku reading on the street.
Oh, I haven't even seen that yet.
You know, nor have I. I just posted the damn thing. I had Mike from the Griffins put it together and make it for us. It's about a 7.5 minute watch of Ben when he was reading the haiku that he wrote for his mother, reading it to strangers out on the street. We'll end up replaying that at some time this morning. Probably, for the late crowd, because we did it kind of like in the middle of the show yesterday. You can check that out. Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. Just posted it this morning.
I like how Han had the peeping Tom camera angle. It's great. He's like behind bushes.
Yeah, he absolutely did. I think that's more effective to get people to open up to you. Because if you just walk up to Ben with a mic and then Han with a camera, they're going to think,
get kidnapped.
And besides, that would involve Han having to go back and forth between Ben and whatever unsuspecting person is there, and it would be all jacked. But you can check it out. I can't wait to watch it. It's there for you. Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. I'll send that to Marcus, too. You can put it on WBBL.com a little later on. So, yesterday on the show, we did Who's Had a Run-In with an Insect? And we had
as is tradition, we got a bunch of responses afterwards.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. And one in particular stands out as an email. We had people that did call in. They usually start rolling in after 7 as people get up and around. We do have a question of the day today, which we'll get to in a second. But putting yesterday's to bed, the remnants, Tim Zaniak in Holland writes, as a cable tech, I have several stories of run-ins with insects, but the worst one was a few years ago. I was on a service call. I had to climb the utility pole. He says here, pause here for Julius to make a dirty joke about climbing pole. And while climbing, I start to hear a buzzing sound. Not really thinking anything of it, I continue to climb, and I tied off with my safety belt. While tied off and working, a hornet comes swooping in and stings me right in the face. Says obviously being tied off and not being able to move away, I just had to sit there and take it. Oh. After the first sting, I was like, all right.
I would have just cut myself off at that point. It's not worth it.
Cut it. He says he immediately unbelted and shot back down the ladder. Once I'm on the ground, I looked up and noticed a 2-foot-long hornet's nest on the bottom of the transformer. But nobody could warn this guy.
2 feet, that's quite big.
Yeah, about 6 feet above where my ladder was set up. Unfortunately, I had to climb back up and untie my safety belt. So I'm carefully going up so that as he writes, I had to take my ladder down while climbing back up to retrieve the belt. You guessed it. I was stung again in the face.
I would have just let the belt go. I'll buy a new one.
Just go home.
Hornets are the spawn of Satan. They are bad things.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody knows that the only way to take care of these, according to my dad, is to wait till the evening and then light it on fire, as he said, on Deer Meathead. Needless to say, the trainee I had with me was laughing hysterically at my pain and proceeded to tell the entire office. I love the show. Signed, Zaniac Tim in Holland. Ben, before we get to breaking down the question of the day for today's show, am I understanding right that the drop machine, the instant replay sound effects machine, is hooked up and ready to go, buddy?
It isn't here, okay. As long as it isn't there.
Can you hear Michelle? We have our sound effect machine already. Look.
Okay, Ben, I'm going to see if I can pick up what Michelle is saying. I hear Gates. The Michelle's always a loud one. Nah, I don't know. I think that actually, you know what? It's probably good that I don't listen because their headphones are off and they're actually having a conversation about something that I'm sure that they don't want heard. All right, go ahead. Hit a button. Let's hear how it sounds.
Ooh.
A little less. Okay, do it again.
Wow, you're huge!
All right, it's up. So do your thing at any one point. And we'll see how this goes. Are you nervous about hitting a button?
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah.
Excited, but nervous.
Well, we'll discuss a little bit more in detail as to how that'll work. But it's up and running. So that's cool. So, based on yesterday's events, the question of the day today is, and you can remain anonymous. In fact, I would guess a lot of you would want to remain anonymous. The question is this. Based on yesterday's developments, who can admit that they are underqualified for their job?
Which developments?
Well, as you know, Vice President Pence had to do something that has never happened before, and him being the president of the Senate, mm-hmm. he had to cast a deciding vote. And that was for West Michigan's own Betsy DeVos to be the Secretary of Education. So it was tied 50-50, and then he just showed up and said, I vote for Betsy. Sign her. Yeah. Swear in.
It was so quick, too, wasn't it?
He just dropped in and said, yep, he's cast his vote for Ms. DeVos. What, was he actually there, and did he have to walk up to the mic and say, I vote Betsy?
I think so, yeah. So I mean, that was just, everyone knew that was going to happen.
It's like, why did, this took so long. Why didn't they, I mean, because if they knew, because they try to sway opinion with their statements to the Senate. And then a couple, one from Maine, one from Alaska, that were Republicans, did in fact flip at some time during this whole period of time. But
I think one of them, I think it was the Alaska senator, actually received money from like the DeVos family, and she still flipped. If I read like one of those charts correctly,
I think that bridge is burned now.
Yeah, that bridge is burned.
So it was a 50-50 vote, and then Pence struts in and says, nope, she's in charge. They swore in, Dick DeVos standing right next to her. Does she stay there now? Is that her new home for the next 4 years?
I was wondering that. I don't know.
Or can she do it, like, remotely?
I think you have to be there because it's a cabinet position, right? Like, they have cabinet meetings.
Like, you have office hours. Yeah. You got to talk to the president. You got to brief people. 800-785-1073. Get on the phone with Ben right now. Based on yesterday's developments, who can admit that they are underqualified for their job? You can remain anonymous. You don't have to. You can be vague somewhat as to what exactly you're doing or where you're doing it at. It's up to you. But you can call 800-785-1073. Based on yesterday's developments, who can admit that they are underqualified for their job?
What's the scariest job to be underqualified for? Doctor, probably, right? I imagine.
Yeah.
The vetting is pretty strict on that, though.
So we get a call. Yeah, I think I'm underqualified for my job. What do you do? I'm a brain surgeon.
Oh!
But I've never even seen a brain. So don't come to me. You can also email them, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Who can admit that they are underqualified for their job? Many, many people are saying, that Mrs. DeVos is, in fact, underqualified. But it's her gig for the next 4 years.
This was the closest vote by far. Like, obviously, we talked about how it's never happened before. But a lot of the other ones were confirmed almost unanimously. Like, I think Tillerman was almost unanimous. I know a lot of Democrats that were voting. So this was a point of contention.
Now, you have a lot of people that have said, well, because we know how she feels about this and how she feels about that. And the fact that she hasn't, like, really worked in education. You know, I would think that a lot of people would want an educator who, is a teacher or a principal or an administrator or something, like leading a school district.
Wasn't the last one a former, like, university president?
And I'm not sure. And then there's there's that looming specter of, you know, how much money the DeVos party has given to the Republicans over the years. So, I mean, these are all things that are worthy of discussion, but not enough to sway enough votes to make it so that she wasn't confirmed. So whatever, she'll probably do a great job.
But last dude was New York Commissioner of Education. So basically the education secretary for the state of New York, one of the biggest states in our union.
And there's a lot of people saying, well, yeah, you know, she's looking over a section of the government that is in charge of trillions of dollars. And, you know, she can't pass. Now, you know what? I think that she's got enough when it comes to that. I mean, look how much money the DeVos family has. I think she's got enough people there, if not her alone, to be able to handle money, you know, because she's a billionaire.
Right.
So whatever, let it go. 800-785-1073. Based on yesterday's developments, who can admit that they are underqualified for their job? You can email them, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Another story that's bubbling under that I just saw this morning, broke last night. There was a high school basketball game in Chino, California, where a kid scored 92 points. And he was in a viral video earlier in the year. His name is LaMelo Ball. That's right, LaMelo Ball. What do you get when you combine, you know, LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony and the last name of Ball? Well, of course you get a kid that can pour in 92.
And he's a sophomore.
Right.
He's what, like 15 years old?
Yeah, he probably can't even drive yet. LaMelo Ball started the year in a viral video when he walked. He was at half court, and he threw the ball up and walked away like he knew it was going in. And it went in!
I did see that one. His brother got his Lonzo ball. Lonzo and LaMelo.
Not Lonzo.
However, I would prefer Lonzo to LaMelo.
Well, LaMelo sounds like a nickname. or a new flavor of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. The fact that the kid's name is LaMelo Ball. At 92 points, hit 7 three-pointers, 11 free throws. So that's not a lot.
No.
From like three. Well, it is, but still, that's only 32 points of the 92 you got. And then he hit 30 shots from the field. I think it was like 30 out of 38 or something like that. Is he a big kid? Is he a little guy?
I'm trying to see. I don't think he's that big.
He's,
I think
quite
he's just
lanky.
Like, lanky.
Like 15. He probably doesn't even have hair.
Where?
You know where. No, he probably does. When does that come in?
He probably talks like this a little bit.
In your face. Squeaky voice.
I got it.
What? Incredible. 92 points. Man. When I was 15, I couldn't even make a free throw.
No. It looked like a ridiculous shot. Like the chest shot.
Right.
There's no arm strength.
It's funny because the other day at the drive game, there was a big delay on the court because there was a player bleeding. And he was...
How?
He got scratched and didn't know it. And so when that happens, you have to clean up all the blood. Like all. And they determined that he had been bleeding for some time because it was everywhere, dots of blood all over the court. So they had to go through with appropriate chemicals and clean the blood up because it's a biohazard for the rest of the players. You'll be sliding around in some guy's blood.
Oh.
So they clean it up, and it took like 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So they were trying to kill time, and Buckets is out there, and he calls me out on the court.
And no hazard there.
And I'm throwing up 3-point shots to entertain the crowd.
Oh, I'm sure that was just such a joy for everybody.
I couldn't make it. I couldn't. I had to throw it like one arm, like I was throwing a football just to get it there. And I used to play basketball all the time when I was a kid. I have no skills whatsoever. They've just completely gone. I think I hurt myself too doing it. That's hard to do.
Oh yeah, and then you get amazed when these like professional players can just hoist up 3-pointers like nobody's business.
Like the drive, they'll throw up a 3-pointer from like 6 feet beyond the arc, and they do it, and it looks effortless. I'm like, how the hell are you doing that? That's insane. With incredible accuracy, not all the time, but most of the time. When they miss, it's like, oh god, that wasn't even close.
Brick.
That's bad. 800-785-1073. Betsy DeVos was confirmed as the education secretary. A lot of people in and around here are saying, what the hell? How'd that even happen? She doesn't even work for a school. She's volunteered a little. So have I.
Samesies.
And so I
did it once.
A lot of people are saying, what the hell? You're not qualified for that job. I'm not saying that. I'm holding back my judgment. But, you know, a lot of people do agree with that. So the question today is, based on yesterday's development, who can admit that they're underqualified for their job? 800-785-1073. Maybe just a little bit. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Do you think anyone here at the radio station is underqualified for their job? Please say no.
I'll hold my tongue then.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you've been in a radio station, you understand timing. You know, anyone who doesn't ends up getting the door after they end up playing themselves off the field.
Not always.
800-785-1073. Coming up next, there's a trend going around at funerals that has to stop. I cannot imagine why a person would want to do this. Ridiculous. We have Griffin's tickets to give away a little bit later on today. Griffin's in action tonight. You can get tickets for Winning Wednesday at griffinshockey.com. They win, that means you get a free ticket to the next game. Very cool. We have a Bet on Ben coming up at 7:23. Looking forward to that. Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer, happens right around 8 o'clock. We'll hear from him as part of the Eric Zane Show Must Hear Moments. And right now, I want to do a quick word out for our friends at Riverbend Body Shop. Thank you for joining the show. If you're a listener riding around right now and you've been meaning to get your car fixed, please take it to Riverbend Body Shop. They've been fixing cars for more than 65 years. They're on Lake Michigan Drive, just east of Wilson in Standale. On the north side of the street, right by the fire station, across from McDonald's. You can't miss them. Pull into Riverbend Body Shop. Just drive up and say, hey, I need an estimate. They'll go around there. They'll check out the car, snap some pics, say, see you later. You go home, and your email, you've got the estimate. And then, boom, you're in business. They have a free loaner car program, too. So if you don't have to worry about anybody driving you around while your car is getting fixed, and it will be like it's good as new. Riverbend Body Shop, that's who we've used for years, and I'd like you to do the same. You might not need them right this second, but please remember Riverbend Body Shop. Their website, riverbendauto.com. You can go there, check out some of their work. Riverbend Body Shop, online at riverbendauto.com. All right, coming up next. What's going on at funerals? This is ridiculous. Details on that. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.